Welcome back to the Dad Show. I'm Dad Pete, and today I need to talk about our youngest cat, Zosa. Because Zosa, Dave, has a secret life.
A secret life? Wait, is this one of the kittens? The ones Z2 wanted nothing to do with?
One of those kittens. She's not so little anymore, and she has become an outdoor cat. And I don't mean sits on the porch outdoor. I mean expedition outdoor. Every morning she eats breakfast, does one big stretch, and heads out like she's got a shift starting.
She's a commuter.
And here's the thing. The moment she's out that cat door, watch Z2. You can see him do the math. One rival, gone for the day. The competition just dropped to N-1.
A feline power play. The old man wins by forfeit.
The good windowsill? His. The prime sunbeam? His. The food bowl? Uncontested. He spends the day strutting around like a regional manager whose rival took a sabbatical.
Enjoying the org chart. Okay, but meanwhile, where is Zosa actually going?
For a while, we had no idea. And the first really long day, full panic. She's not back by dinner, not back by dark. We're out walking the street, shaking the treat bag like a maraca.
The treat bag maraca. Every cat owner knows the move.
10:30 at night, she strolls in through the cat door. Not a care in the world. But Dave, here's what that night taught us. The kids cannot go to bed if that cat is not home. Cannot. There were tears. There were vigils at the window.
Oh no, your bedtime is being held hostage. By a cat.
Completely hostage. So the next morning she heads out again. Big stretch, out the door, Z2 already measuring the sunbeam, and my wife says, "That's it," and orders a collar with an air tag on it.
Ha! You lowjack the cat.
We lowjack the cat. And that's when we found out. She's not wandering, Dave. She has a route. She makes rounds. Near, far, backyards, the stone wall by the pond, somewhere behind the school. There's a loop, and she runs it like a delivery driver.
She's doing a paper route. Your cat has a paper route.
And checking the map became the family entertainment. We pull it up at dinner. My son gives status reports like air traffic control. Zosa inbound, ETA 40 minutes, currently holding at the pond.
Mission control for a cat. I love it.
But because of the bedtime situation, the map created something else. A new nightly ritual. Every single evening, my wife checks the dot, puts on her shoes, and heads out. We call it the Great Cat Search.
The Great Cat Search? Every night?
Every night, Dave. And one night, the whole family went, the full quest. That story, right after this.
Do not go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Red Heat Tavern in Bedford, Massachusetts. Some nights you're out past dark tracking a cat across three backyards, and some nights you just want somebody else to do the cooking. Red Heat Tavern has great food, cold drinks, and nobody there will judge you for checking a cat's location from the table. Red Heat Tavern, right here in Bedford, Massachusetts.
Okay, Pete, the Great Cat Search. Walk me through the nightly operation.
So picture bedtime, kids in pajamas, teeth brushed, books read, but nobody's going to sleep because Zosa's not home. They're at the front window, and Z2 is up there with them. Three worried faces, one of them furry.
Haha, the whole window is a vigil.
So my wife checks the dot, grabs a flashlight, and out she goes, on foot, through the neighborhood. Every night. She is a one-woman search and rescue unit, because if that cat isn't home, nobody under 5 feet tall is sleeping.
Mom runs the night shift. And you?
Moral support and porch duty. But here's what nobody tells you about tracking a cat. The dot lags. It updates when it updates. So you're not tracking a cat. You're tracking where a cat recently was. She's chasing a ghost out there.
She's moving in real time, and you're getting the highlights.
Exactly. So one night the kids beg to come along, and I figure, fine, I'm in too. So it's the four of us, kids in rain boots over pajamas, following a glowing phone through the neighborhood at dusk. The full quest party.
Haha, the quest party sets out.
The dot says she's in a backyard three streets over. We get there. No cat. The dot updates. She is now behind us.
She's tracking you at this point.
But here's where it gets good. While we're standing there squinting at the phone, the neighbor comes out and goes, "Oh, are you looking for the little black one with the white patches? She comes by every afternoon. We call her Noodle."
Noodle?
Noodle, Dave. And two houses down, different neighbor, same story. "Oh, that's Milkshake. She visits after lunch." My cat has aliases.
A full double life. Triple life.
And one of the houses, I won't say which, admitted she gets a little dish when she visits. A little dish. She has a second dinner arrangement. Possibly a third.
That's why she misses curfew. She's not lost. She's on the dinner circuit.
We finally spot her on a fence rail at the end of the street. She sees us, four humans and a glowing phone, and gives us this look like, "What are you all doing out here?" Then she hops down and walks home, in front of us, leading.
The rescue party got rescued.
And when we get back to the house, there's Z2 in the front window. And Dave, I always read that look as judgment. Z2 hasn't voluntarily left the porch in 2 years. Outside, in his opinion, is a scam.
And Zoza thinks inside is a hotel she books nightly. Two cats, two philosophies.
But it's not judgment. I've been watching him. Every night around 10, he takes up a post at that window. Same spot, staring down the walk. All day, he's thrilled she's gone. The windowsill, the sunbeam, the whole empire. And then the sun goes down, and the empire means nothing. He's just a worried old man at a window.
Z2 is the DAD. He's the dad. Enjoying the peace and hating the quiet. That is the most dad thing I have ever heard.
And when she finally comes through the cat door, full inspection, sniffs her head to tail. "Where were you? Who are you with? Why do you smell like somebody else's garage?" And then he walks away mid-sniff, like he wasn't waiting, like he just happened to be by the door.
Too proud to admit he waited up.
So that's the house now, every night. Kids at the window, Z2 at his post. My wife out there with a phone and a flashlight running the great cat search. Me on the porch. The entire household on cat curfew.
One small black and white cat with the whole family wrapped around one paw.
And she comes up the walk completely unbothered, like, "You didn't have to wait up." All of us pretending we didn't. The kids finally go to sleep. Z2 walks off. My wife marks the mission complete. And honestly, Dave, watching the little adventurer come home safe every night, that's the stuff too.
The adventurers come home. That's the deal.
Until next time, I'm Dad Pete.
I'm Dave.
And this is The Dad Show.